Canto 3, Chapter 17, Text Number 5. Vau Vayuh Suduhasparashah Patkarana Karakarana Iryan Muhuhu Unmulam Nagapatin Vatyaniko Rajodhvajaha Vavvayu Sudushparashaha Fatkaran Iryan Muhuhu Unmulyan Nagapatin Vatyaniko Rajodhvajaha Vavvayu Sudusparashaha Fatkaran Iryan Muhuhu Unmulayan Nagpatintin Vatyaniko Rajodhvajaha Vavvayu Sudusparashaha Fatkara Nirayan Moho Unmulyan Nagpatin Vatyani Ko Rajodhvajaha Wow, blue, Vayuhu, the winds, Sudasparshaha, unpleasant to touch, Fatkaran, hissing sounds, Iryan, giving out, Mohoho, again and again, Unmulayan, uprooting, Nagapatin, gigantic trees, Vatya, cyclonic air, Anikaha, armies, Rajaha, dust, Dvaja, in silence. Translation and purport by Living Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. There blew winds which were most uninviting to the touch, hissing again and again and uprooting gigantic trees. They had storms for their armies and clouds of dust for their ensigns. Purport. When there are natural disturbances like a blowing cyclones, too much heat or a snowfall, and uprooting of trees by hurricanes, it is to be understood that the demonic population is increasing, and so the natural disturbances is also taking place. There are many countries on the globe, even at the present moment, where all these disturbances are current. This is true all over the world. There is insufficient sunshine, and there are always clouds in the sky, snowfall and severe cold. These assure that such places are inhabited by the demonic people who are accustomed to all kinds of forbidden, sinful activities. Om Agyarnadi Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishnam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Na Vaishnavancha Shrirupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunathanvitam Tam Sachivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sayitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitam So in this verse, the omens what are happening when these two sons of Diti, they took shelter of her womb. Their mere presence in the womb of their mother has created such an impact on this material nature. Almost another 10 verses, the impact of their presence are just their entrance to this material world has given. And Prabhupada in the purport he says that this is what happens when the demonic populations increases. And almost like a 50 years back, Prabhupada wrote it down that this is true all over the world. There are many countries on the globe, even at the present moment, where all these disturbances are current. This is true over the world. There is insufficient sunshine, and there are always clouds in the sky, snowfall, and severe cold. These assure that such places are inhabited by the demonic people who are accustomed to all kinds of forbidden and sinful activities. And whenever there are some adidevik klesha or calamities which occurs due to the nature, people immediately they blame to the Lord. See, if there is a Lord, then why these things are happening? People who does not believe, they always have this argument. Why there is a sword, much of drop? Why there is a fire? Just recently somewhere in America there was a fire. And it was continuously going on for like several days. Millions of wealth got burnt out. And people whom they are blaming to? God. Why he has created this? First of all, they try to judge things according to their understanding, rather than viewing through the perspective of scriptures. Knowledge is considered as a chakshu, jnana chakshu. As scriptures, they are also considered as jnana chakshu or shastra chakshu. Few things which are beyond our perception, especially our perception which is based on our material defective senses, is not perfect. And it will always lead you to confusion only. And that's why I was just wondering why all these things are explained in the Bhagavatam. We say that Bhagavatam is meant to understand the love of God. Then why should you know about all these disturbances created by demons? Does it make any sense? Why?
We understand that whatever the wonderful gifts that we receive, they're from the Lord. And when these awful things happen, we understand it's doing our sinfulness. It's not because the Lord doesn't like us or doesn't love us. It's because we don't love the Lord.
Sorry?
Because I don't live with love alone sufficient. We don't live with love alone sufficient. great with enough gratitude, with gratitude.
Then what happens? Who is the cause for these disturbances? God?
The cause? No.
Then who?
The demonic forces.
Then they are superior than the God then?
Superior?
Because these disturbances are there. In one regard we say that God loves everyone. If He loves everyone, then why He allows this demonic people to create nuisance? He knows that because of that His devotees, they are suffering. Then why He allows them to do this? Panditji?
संसार को सृष्टि किया है जीव को इच्छा के लिए, तो जो डिस्टर्बेशन करना चाहते हैं, जिसका नेचर डेमोनिक नेचर है, उन लोग एकाल देखा जाता है। इसका मतलब भगवान नहीं है, जीव करता है सब सृष्टि, ये बोल रहे हैं ना। बात तो एक ही है, जिधर से भी मारो तो अपन तो एक ही
है। See, generally, I was in college yesterday. And here, the Western philosophy, they were thinking that because Lord, because I am not following a one particular person whom God loved. So, and even though I live up peacefully and nicely, humbly with everyone, still I go to hell because Lord does not know me, because I am not following that person whom Lord knows. And He puts us into eternal hell. That means the devil who is taking them towards them is more powerful than the God. Because they are not able to leave from the clutches of devil. The most important thing that we need to understand and hear also, that Lord, He has explained in Bhagavad Gita, ye yathamam prapadyante tams tatayva bhashamya. The way you want to reciprocate with the Lord, He reciprocates with you in the same degree, same intensity. So as He said, that's right. Because this whole material creation has taken place, it is we wanted it. It's not that Lord wanted that we should get separated from Him and we should enjoy. But it was our desire that we wanted to separately enjoy, and we want to become a God. We wanted to try to have all the capacities, all the extents that Lord can enjoy. So Lord has created this world. And each and everything has its own aura. Do you agree with this? Every person has his own. This aura means area of influence. Everyone has that circle around him. And that impacts. If you are in more subtle ways, if you have really developed yourself, your internal capacities are well nurtured, they are well taken care by your proper sadhana, then you can realize that. If you come in contact with some person who has a dirty thoughts in his mind, you feel that I'm not getting good vibration. What is that? That you are not able to adjusting his aura. That's why Mahaprabhu says that Janma Sarthaka Kari Kara Paropkar. first perfect your life. Protect yourself first. Then try to grab someone else. Before protecting yourself, if you try to grab that person, what is going to happen? You are going to get influenced by that person. Like last Saturday, one devotee had a question. That in their Bhakti Vriksha, someone asked that this Bhagavad Gita is also written by some man. Why should I accept it? Which is man-made, we said it has a dosha, it has a false. Then why should I accept this Bhagavad Gita? It is also written by some man. And this person, this devotee was confused, what should I answer him? Simple thing is that you should understand who is a human being and who is Acharya. This Bhagavad Gita is not written by any common man who has all these four defects. But is it written by some Acharya who has worked on that defects and who has gone beyond that imperfections? That person has given this commentary. And it never contradicts the words that Lord has given. So if you yourself are not able to understand that and you wanted to save others, what will happen? After practicing Krishna consciousness, after taking initiation, if you have also that same doubt, he is also a human being, he also wrote, so why should I accept? That means you have not understood the main goal. Why we have got connected to the society, why we have got connected to the institute, why we have got connected to the disciplic succession. That means you have not understood the glories of your own Acharya. That need to be understood. And to make us understand that how one should be careful. Even though Srimad Bhagavatam, it speaks about the pure devotion. It speaks about Amala Bhakti. Means that bhakti which is unalloyed, which is totally free from all defects of this material world. Shuddha, Kevala Bhakti. But when you are practicing, what can create disturbance in your spiritual life to make us understand these explanations are there. You may be practicing devotional service, but you are associating with the people who are having a demonic tendency. What that will create? Unnecessary trouble in your life. Unnecessary trouble in your mind. So you will get bothered with that thoughts rather than thinking about the Lord. When mind is already preoccupied by a few problems, then how you are going to remember Lord? We are not like a Prahlad Maharaj, we are not like a Maharani Kunti, that when we go into the problems, then we remember Lord. We remember Lord, but not with a grateful attitude, but lamentation. We say, why with me, my Lord? I'm doing so good. I'm practicing your devotional service. Then why these things are happening to me? Is God responsible for that or you? To make us understand that, these descriptions are there. This need to be understood. Otherwise, sometimes what happens, we just keep reading without contemplating what we are reading. Prabhupada says reading means writing. You should write down what that have you understood from this particular subject matter. Generally what happens, now 20-30 minutes class, it's okay, I have done with that. What about the rest of the day? Do we think about that what we have heard in the morning? Do we try to apply it with our life? Not really. Because we don't give that much importance for that. That need to be understood. Otherwise, shrama eva hi kevalam. You may hear this for a lifetime. But what desired result you're supposed to have in a consciousness, that will not going to happen. Yeah, maybe sometimes there is some piety or pious credit you may get it because you are in temple giving you half an hour, even though it is inattentively, but to hear also. It will create some pious credit, but it will not give the desired result what you need it for. Or don't make it as like a schedule. Now 7:30, so Bhagavatam class should start, and I have to be there for that. We are not here to follow some sort of a schedule, like an army schedule. That's not going to help you anyway. But put your heart into that. Be attentive in a class. Try to ponder on that subject matter whole day. So there will be a continuation. Then tomorrow you will remember the, what we have discussed about. Because general way of studying thing is like, what you have heard it, you can remember that thing up to 12 hours properly. After 12 hours, if you read it once, why they said that you should make notes? When you hear something, if you make some notes, after 12 hours you can able to recollect what you have heard. Because after 12 hours you are going to forget the things. So that recollecting the thoughts, what you wrote it down, that again boosts your memory. And that can last for next 7 days then. That's the proper way of learning the things. Did you heard about this anytime?
That's interesting.
I explained it last week in our Bhakti Shastri class. Because this is the problem, because we don't ponder on that. When I heard it, so within 12 hours I should make one revision. After that I should make the revision after 24 hours or maybe directly after 7 days. But we don't do that. And what? I am attending Bhagavatam class every day. But what's going on? What's the theme is there? We don't know. Ah, something from third canto we are reading it. But what we are reading it? At least all of you now, you have very less time. You should ponder on that. Already you have crossed your 60s. So to dedicate more time on reading this, contemplating on this, and saving your own life, rather than thinking about others, what I can do for their benefit, what about you? What you are really working on yourself? Are you giving much time for that? Our problem with our whole institutional structure, we want to preach. But to preach what you need to equip with the things so that you can preach with that. If you don't have a faith in what you are having yourself, then you will think, devise different activities. No, this is not properly approachable for the people. This is not presentable for the people. Do you think you are more smarter than your own acharya who has given this path to you? Last 50 years it never had a problem that people can't accept it or it's not approachable for them. This is what creating deviation in our society. This is what creating a problem for our preaching agenda. I asked one of the sannyasis, why these things are happening? Everyone coming up with something else to present our philosophy. Does our acharya has not given enough to preach it? Or do you think that you are more smarter than acharyas? He said, this is what happening. People, they wanted to take shelter of acharya to put forward their own viewpoints rather than doing it themselves. And whoever has done that, we have seen for last 4-5 decades, they have gone. They are not more in the society. They are not more, no more in the disciplic succession. great stalwarts who preach thousands of people. But they have gone along with that thousands of people. There are no more. And who are there, stick to the principles, what has given by the acharyas, applied in their life. Their own life itself has shown us how to preach. And what should be given. What is our real agenda? Prabhupada gave Krishna consciousness straightforwardly. He never gave it in the covered way. Has he? I was just reading that invocation, or you were there, introduction of Ishopanishad. That was the lecture Prabhupada has given in London, in one of the college. And when that was? 50 years back. When the industrialization was on the peak, people were more grossly into the industrialization. They are not believing in God. And there Prabhupada says how to believe in the God and gives the evidences for that. When that communism was prominent, that time straightforwardly he gave the devotion to the people. Directly, without any covers. And we think that we can't present this philosophy directly to the people. So we need a different approach for that. That means you have not understood your own way, your own philosophy. If you get to people on the basis of something else than the devotional service, do you think that they are going to survive in the devotional service? Because their base itself, foundation itself, is not strong. Foundation is based on something else. Here we are not, as yesterday Prabhuji said, that I don't want the stars. I want only one moon. That's what Prabhupada said. I want one person who can enlighten the thousands of stars. Eka Chandra Tamohanti Nachataraka Sahastrasha. That's what Chanakya says. If there is one moon that itself enlightens the thousands of luminaries. So what is important, to have one moon or thousands of stars? Better to have one moon. And to understand all that things. These topics are coming into Bhagavad. This is what the demoniac nature actually. And as Prabhupada says here, that as the population of demonic people increases, then definitely there are going to be a disturbances. Then we have to think about what we are gathering actually. If there are disturbances, then they are created by the demonic people. And if we read properly, demons does not mean that they have a very ugly face. Generally, the portrait demon means has some piercing teeth coming out of their mouth, some horn on the head, very ugly looking personality. No. If you read Srimad Bhagavatam, you will understand the beauty of demons that has explained. Further, they have explained about Hiranyakashipu also, how he was. He was one of the most handsome personality. Even in Ramayana, it is explained when Hanumanji went to Lanka to find out Ravana, Mother Sita. He was searching everywhere, but he was not able to get any clue. So he entered in Ravana's inner chambers. And he went inside and he saw there are beautiful damsels around, but all they were drank and they were intoxicated and just they are lying on the floor, on the bed, here and there, dressed, undressed, like in that condition. And he saw there is one bed which is nicely decorated with it. It is studded with the gems, the totally golden bed, and has a bed like a clouds, white and soft like a glove. And he saw one handsome personality with perfect six packs, busty muscles, and beautiful face is lying on that, and having a color like a chocolate. He was most attractive person. For a while, Hanumanji bewildered. He said, "Who is this?" That was Ravana. But when they depict Ravana, they depict like some ugly looking personality having 10 different faces. Just imagine, Ravana was so handsome person that he had 12 million wives. How many? 12 million wives. And all they were happy with him. So demon does not mean that he has some... Demon means a person who does not accept the attitude of surrender to the Lord. A person who tries to enjoy the things what is meant for the service of Lord. That's demon. And how you can understand? When you come in contact with that person, if you really have a good vibes, if you get really good vibration, then you can understand the person who are with you is a really a good person. If you are in association with someone which really disturbs your mind, which creates problem for you to concentrate on your devotional goals, then you should understand that you are with the wrong person. He may be a looking outwardly very nice person, very gentle, very humble, but he creating a nuisance for me in my spiritual life. And to make us understand that these descriptions are there, how you can understand where you are staying. As it is said here in the previous verse, wherever there is no sun or very little sunshine, the place which is cloudy, the uncomfortable environments where you can sustain, you should understand that there is a demonic civilization. And to preach there and to practice a Krishna consciousness there is always a tough job. Now I realize that why the orthodox Brahmana, they condemn to go to West. They said if you go there, then you lose your dvijatva, the twice born capacities. Why? Because you try to dilute your own practices for the sake of getting gel with the society. So society can adapt that things. But really that helping you to nurture your consciousness, or you are diluting yourself and going on their stage. That need to be understood. And when you will understand that, when you will hear about this and ponder on that, when you do chintan on that. Most of the time we do chinta, not the chintan. And chinta takes to chita. It takes to on funeral fire. But chintan, the contemplation for the Lord and His message, that takes you back home back to God. So next seven verses, the same calamities as explained. So I will just read the translation and maybe tomorrow you can discuss the further topic. So the next verse, it is said that luminaries in the heaven were screened by masses of clouds in which lightning sometimes flashed as though laughing. Darkness region everywhere and nothing could be seen. The ocean with its high waves welled aloud as if stricken with a sorrow, and there was a commotion among the creatures inhabiting the ocean. The rivers and lakes were also agitated and lotuses withered. Misty howls appeared around the sun and the moon during solar and lunar eclipse again and again. Claps of thunder were here even without clouds, and sounds like those of rattling chariots emerged from the mountains and caves. In the interior of the villages, she-jackals yelled prodigiously, vomiting strong fire from their mouths, and jackals and owls also joined them with their cries. Raising their necks, dogs cried here and there, now in the manner of singing and now of wailing. O Vidura, the asses ran hither and thither in the herds, striking the earth with their hard hooves and wildly braying. Asses also feel very respectable as a race. And when they run in flocks hither and thither, so-called jollity, it is understood to be a bad sign for a human society. Frightened by the braying of asses, birds flew shriekingly from their nest, while the cattle in the cowsheds as well as in the woods passed dung and urine. Cows, terrified, yielded blood in their place of milk. Clouds rained pus. The images of gods in the temple shed tears, and trees fell down without a blast of wind. And you can just start from tomorrow, next, because from next verses there is a part.
One saying is there is when Lord sweated and his long.
You forgot your glasses last time?
Yes.
They are there, just pick it up. Wo wahan pe rakhe, unko de dijiye. Stall ke wahan piche rakhe. So we'll stop here and next thing we can continue tomorrow. Hare Krishna.